Blog Talk Radio.
Life-changing seeds of thoughts and motivational seminars. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. Today's topic is, I become the master of my own world, led by the divine guidance of God. I become the master of my own world, led by the divine guidance of God. You are constantly in tune with the divine guidance of God, your Father. So today's topic is very becoming for each and every one of you that knows of God, depends upon Him for your divine guidance. That's why this topic today is, I become the master of my own world, led by the divine guidance of God. Now, being in this consciousness of God, you must allow yourself to listen to that inner voice. There's a voice within each and every one of us. Some people call it my own voice. Some says the voice of intuition. Others says I can depend on that something. Some people says, well, my gut feeling told me to do this or that or the other. This is the same God that guides each and every one of us. So today, you are attuned or in tune with this inner guidance that we call God, or by many names, as I have just said. With this knowledge, you will become aware of any or all non-beneficial thoughts that might try to lead you in the wrong path of life. Once you're in tune with this, these non-beneficial thoughts will not stop because you're in tune with God guiding you and directing you in your life. At some times, it becomes more profound. It seems like you're having a type of a battle or, you know, some war within your members as to which way to go or what to follow when you are in tune with this divine guidance. Remembering that your inner Christ will come forth with the truth, and that non-beneficial or negative part of you might come through as well as the guidance that you should take. However, learning to rely on this path of life will take you to your highest good. Now, once you're in tune, you understand what it means to be the master of your own world. When you're the master of your own world, there is no dependency upon another person to guide you, because you believe implicitly and trust in this intuitive guidance that you're given. When you're the master, you're not double-minded. When you're a master of your own world, you don't think I should this or you don't think I shouldn't this. You're not double-minded. You're stable. You're strong. You know what to do. And you do it in a truthful manner. You're not becoming a person who is not
self-assured. You're very self-assured because you realize that you can only be guided from within if there is truth in the inward part of your being. If you're seeing life as it is, then you'll be judging life by appearances. But this is not who you are. You're not going to judge life by appearances. You're going to judge life, or you're going to meet with the requirements of life by becoming in tune. For within your consciousness, you will be guided. You will be directed to what you should do in life. Life, at sometimes people say life is very spontaneous. They love to be spontaneous. Well, if you're spontaneous, you're going to get the results of being spontaneous, because it's not always good to be spontaneous in life. It's good for you to stand on the truth of who and what you are and to be guided from within. So you become the master of your own world when you're self-assured, when you realize that divine guidance from God, your Father, is leading you in the right direction. Now, how do you know that you're being guided by God, and you're being channeled in the right direction? I would like you to hold that thought as I welcome some of my guests who are online. And I'll go with my first guest here. Can you say your name and where you're calling from?
Reverend Joyce Eastman, Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, Rev. Nice having you once more on the call. I think you tuned in a little late, so our topic is I become the master of my own world, led by the divine guidance of God. And to my next guest, can you say your name and where you're calling from?
Dale from the Bronx,
New Jersey.
Hi, Miss Dale. How are you? Welcome once more to our talk show this evening. And to Kim from the Bronx, welcome, Kim. I missed you last week, but I'm happy to hear you.
Thank you.
So
good to be here.
You're very welcome. So today our topic continues. How do I know I'm being guided by God? How do I know I'm doing the right thing? This is a big question for most people. How do I know that I am becoming the master of my own world? I'll give you three simple definitions that will allow you to know. One, the first one, you know that you have asked a question of your divine Father. If you don't ask for a question, a specific question towards what you want to achieve, then your guidance, you know, you can have, like, we call it fragmented thoughts, different things coming into your mind. Once you find that is happening, then it's not the guidance. The second definition is that you're pondering in your mind. Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? Is it going to be, when you find all these questions coming up about it, it's not divine guidance. Last but not least, when you can get up and go into action to do whatever it is, without fear or doubt, then you know it's the right thing for you to do. Within each and every one of you, there is something, like we spoke about last week, there's an inlet and an outlet. You're like a reservoir. You're receiving information and you're giving back out to the universe, your universe. So once you become that channel and you're receiving, be careful for what you give back out. Because whatever you give out then, it will turn around and become the master of your thought or the seed that you have planted. So what does it mean to have to be a master? It means full control. No fears, no doubts, no questions. No, you're not going to be hesitant. It means that you're going to put your right foot forward, become very positive, and go about. It's like you going to work. Each and every day, you know where you're going. So you're not hesitant about going. You know which desk you sit at. So you sit there. No one has to tell you this is the way to work, or when you get there, this is the place where you sit. So you're sure. This is the same attitude, the same manner in which you will know that you're being guided by God. No one has to tell you if it's right or wrong. And I always seem to remember that each and every one of us, when we have to do something without being told what it is, it becomes the most easiest and happiest thing to do. Because no one has to guide you to do it. It becomes a very free and very liberal something that is taking place in your world. So if at any time you find yourself in a situation to make a decision or to have an experience about anything that you feel unsure, you should not attempt to do it. When you're uncertain, it simply means God is not giving you that directive. Now, for most of us, we find ourselves with our situations and affairs many times becoming obstacles or a stumbling block in our way, or it becomes a very fearful and, like some people might say, a very hard thing for us to really keep up with. These are called challenges in our lives. We have challenges each and every day. But, you know, personally, the challenges for me makes me stronger. And that only happens because of how I face these challenges. How do I face my challenges? Some people might say, well, you're a reverend, you have no... It's very untrue. I have just as many challenges and things that try to come up in my way to become an obstacle. But it's how I deal with it. For me, my first quest is to go into meditation or prayer. Now, when I go into meditation or prayer, I'm not going there to ask of God. I'm going there to glorify, and this is the key for each and every one of us to unlock this door and know when God is guiding us. I am going there to glorify God and praise the God within me. Now, understand this, that you have a God within you to praise. You do not go to church or take part in worship to praise a God outside of you. This God is right within you. And that's the reason why praise, when you're praising God, when you're focused into God, most of your situations move out of the way. Because that God within you is good. That God within you is a sovereign God. That God within you is your protector, is your source, is your healer, your provider. That's the God that you're serving. So once you go within without asking for this problem to be solved and that problem to be solved, and you start to praise God, just praise God for who and what God is to you and for all that he has done, all of this is removed. Bearing in mind, we know that we cannot serve two masters at the same time. So if you're praising the type of God that I praise and worship that God, the other master will remove itself. Now, I really need you to understand this. Because then the other master that consists of the obstacles, the challenges, the strife, the conflicts, the war, the guilt, the poverty, the lack, the limitation, that is not your true God. Your one and only true God is Emmanuel God, that God that brings to you goodness and joy and peace and happiness. So once you enter into that channel and you begin to praise and glorify that God, your lesser God moves itself out of your world and all your affairs. And then your God can take charge. You see, most of the time, most people are battling with two gods within them. And we call them gods simply. One is of a lower esteem, and one is Emmanuel God, the great big I am God. And we understand that all power is given unto that God within us. Now, as we continue to praise and worship that God, without asking for all our material situations, and we focus on that God within us, that's where we start to see the benefit. And we become more liberated. We become more happier. We're more joyful. We then become the people or the person that God wants to share his kingdom with. Isn't that awesome? We become that vessel, that channel that God wants to share his kingdom with, because then we remember the statement as it says, I and my Father are one. Then you become one with God. Because God cannot share or give to none of us unless we are in consciousness with his way. Unless we are abiding in him, in that wholeness that life has to offer. How could God bless anybody when they're corrupted, when their minds are upset, when there is so much conflicts, strife, hatred, when they're thinking how angry they are. Which God are you calling on then? Of course, the lesser God will come up and bring you another problem, and another problem, and another problem. So in order to move that non-beneficial God out of your way, you must go to your Our Father, just single-minded and focused. You must go in that consciousness that your God knows everything already. So now you're going to worship Him from within you, and in so doing, you will have the full satisfaction and become the master of your own world, led by divine guidance of God, your Father. Now, I would like to ask if anyone has a question or need to make a comment on our lesson today. And again, the topic is, I become the master of my own world, led by the divine guidance of God.
Yes, I have a question. If you're, for example, praying for someone, shouldn't you kind of bring up what you're praying for? If you're praying, for example, for their healing or something?
Not necessarily. If you're praying for someone, remember that someone and their situation is actually theirs. That's the first thing. But because you're God-fearing and you understand what it means to be your brother's keeper, then you will assist them. We're actually assisting each other in prayer. You become an affirmative prayer partner to assist them to remove whatever it is out of their lives. So you yourself do not have to know what it is. Neither do you have to mention it, nor they don't have to tell you specifically what it is, because it's their own karma, as some people might say, or their own burden. It is really not yours. But you're being your brother or sister's keeper by helping them through. Now, some people are so subjective to others when they understand their pain that that energy at sometimes shifts from one person and it takes its place into the person who is so open and being sympathetic and has a lot of empathy for the other person. And that's the dangerous part of it, because that person can walk away free and happy and liberated, and you're left with a situation not knowing it. I don't know if I'm making any sense to you or if you're understanding from my point of view as a spiritual minister, but that's my answer to your question.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And last but not least, our Heavenly Father knows what is happening with that person. God already knows. So we're just doing, being our brother's keeper and assisting in that manner. Do I have any more questions or any comments?
Aaron, you were saying God already knows which is true, and God is making her a channel to assist her brother or her sister. God is making her a channel to assist her brother or her sister, the person who she's praying for.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm still here. Hello? I'm still here.
Reverend Julia?
Hello? I'm still here. Hello. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm still here.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I don't hear anyone else, just you and myself.
Yeah, I'm not hearing the rev.
Seems like it was a disconnect of some kind.
I don't know, because I'm saying hello, because when I look on my phone, I see my number is still going, so I know it's not on my part here in Jersey, because I'm in a clear area.
Uh-huh.
So I'm saying hello, but I'm not hearing. All I know if the rev get cut off, I don't know.
It seems like it.
Huh?
It seems like it because I don't hear anything else except for yourself.
Okay. What is your name? My name is Daylan.
My name is Kim.
Okay. Well, nice meeting you, Kim.
Nice meeting you, too.
I don't know.
Probably, I guess we'll have to meet another time.
I'm not going to hang up until...
Maybe they got cut out because I'm hearing you.
Oh, you hearing
not,
me? Okay,
yeah,
Rev.
But I'm not
okay.
Hearing Rev anymore.
No, I'm not hearing her anymore neither. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Now it's 6:59.
I don't know.
It's 6:59. I'll leave the phone like this until like 7:05 and see if she would call me back.
You just asked her a question, didn't you?
Pardon me?
Did you just ask her a question?
To ask her a question?
No, you did. Someone asked her a question, and then she was beginning to answer it. Then I didn't hear it anymore.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
Okay, well, the 6:59, so...